We want to look at Judges chapter number 21. This kind of reminds me of our today. In the streets of America and the country that I live in, it's a shame that all this stuff's going on. I want you to stand. Just one verse, but I want you to stand. And Judges chapter 21, it's the last chapter of the book of Judges. Remember, the Israelites had no king. No king. They didn't have any controlling force. They had no restraints. A society with no restraints won't survive. So we look at Judges chapter 21 and verse 25. It said, "In those days there was no king in Israel." That's enough right there. But let's go on and read what the rest of it said. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Wouldn't that be good today if everybody done that which is right in their own eyes? No, it wouldn't. Sit down. And we'll pray. Father, we thank You this morning for the privilege of prayer. We give You the glory. We give You the honor. We thank You, Lord, for the goodness of God and for the mercy of Calvary. Most of all, Lord, we thank You for the blood that You shed so freely upon the cross of Calvary, that has been sprinkled on the mercy seat of glory. And Father, now makes intercession for our sins and for our lives. Thank You this morning, Lord, that we've been to Calvary. We know what it is to be saved. We know what it is to live right. We know what it is to be right. But Lord, it's not that which is right in our own eyes. It's what's right according to the Word of God. Now, Lord, help us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Throughout the Scriptures, and I've said this many times, throughout the Scriptures you find the kings. One of them coming on the scene, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Another come along, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Another comes along and said he did that which is right. He followed after his fathers. And he did that which is right. Another comes along and said he did that which was evil, or that which his father did, and followed in the footsteps of his father, and he did that which was evil. If everybody had done what they thought was right and had no standard nor no foundation, it would be chaotic. I'm going to give you some things this morning. The reason we got riots in the street, it's not because of the death of somebody. They already had, three memorials to this man? I despise that it even happened. It was awful that they took a life. I'm not today for that. I'm against what I said. I do not appreciate a preacher that will not preach the truth and becomes a deceiver and leads the people wrong. I do not like law officials that take the law in their own hands. And I don't like anybody that lives contrary to the Word of God. You can say what you want to. Now, I'm not a racist. And you can say what you want, you will. I don't care what color you are if you're polka-dotted. You ought to abide by the Word of God. Amen. It's our final authority. Amen. And you know what the country's doing now? Trying to remove the foundations. Well, look at some things today. They did that which is right in their own eyes. Those folks that are walking up and down the streets in America holding up signs, all nationalities of people are doing it. All races of people are doing it. And they're doing what they think is right. And if they're doing what was really right, they'd shut their mouth and go home. And you say what you will about that. And get on their knees before God. That's our biggest weapon we have. I get tired of policemen bothering people and pushing them in the wrong reason and the wrong way. And I've seen that happen. So have you. I've seen them take advantage of their position. On the other hand, I've seen people that are rude to the police officers. And I respect them. I've taught my boys when they was young, you respect preachers and policemen. The old doctor straightened me out on that long time ago. Amen. Took one of these boys up in his dean, and he always screamed when the doctor gave him a shot. You've heard me tell this. And the doctor said, I'm going to give you a shot. Went in there, and he come in there, and I'm holding him, and I said, oh, mean doctor, going to give you a shot, but I'm here with you. Now, I didn't understand what I said. I did that which is right in my own eyes. And the doctor gave him a shot, and we was fixing to go, and the doctor looked at me. He dead now, and I respect that man. And he said this to me. He said, preacher, don't ever get them to dishonor policemen and preachers and doctors. And that stuck with me. So I tell my sons, I say, and my daughter, you make sure you respect preachers. I mean, even if you don't like them, respect them for their position. Amen. I say that to this world. If you don't like the president, respect his position. Amen. You don't like the preacher? Kind of like a lady, I was going to the somewhere, I don't even remember where I was at that day, but this lady, I invited her to church. I said, come up and hear me preach. And she said, where you preach at? And I told her, this has been long before they put us in seclusion. And I told her, she said, how long you preach? I knew right then I wasn't going to get no prospect from her. She said, I preach anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour. She said, ooh. She said, my preacher just preaches 20 minutes. And I said, you ought to fire him and get you a politician. They talk longer than that. If I didn't have more to say in 20 minutes, I'd shut up and go home and get out of the pulpit. The reason these little preachers preach about 10, 20 minutes and they're really highly liked because they like them little short sermons, sermonettes. I'm going to tell you, it's because they ain't been studied. Boy, I'm telling you right now, you study the Word of God. You look at the facts that's going on around you. How in the world can a little preacher get up and preach 20 minutes and go to the house? Now watch this and be a dud. But I'm saying to you that we've got problems in our land today. And it's because people are doing that which is right. There's those people standing over holding them little signs up in their in the face. And I seen one yesterday pitching water in the face of a police officer. And I wanted to reach in there and grab a hold. And you know, I didn't look, see what color she was. It made no difference to me. It's disrespectful.
Right.
Understand what I'm saying? And I see all this stuff. And it bothers me. Troubles me to the core. And to see all that going on. But I am telling you now, if you'd have stopped and talked to that woman, you could have said, why'd you? She said, I'm doing what's right. They'll get a torch and torch these places of business and burn them down. And then loot them. And before they do that, they'll loot them and take out everything. And if you stop, why are you doing that? I'm doing what's right. It's what's right in their own eyes. Now, can you turn with me to the book of Genesis? I'm going to give you something here. I pray it'll help you. Give you a different outlook on what's going on. I feel sorry for America. Or for the people that trying to love God in America, is what I should say. It's right against the principles I was raised in. I don't know where these people today have been raised. I don't know what they've had. They didn't have the same kind of raising I had. You just turn me loose today. I'll tell you right now, I won't loot your business. I won't do that. I won't bother you. I've been raised to respect people. I believe everybody's got a right to live. That's why I'm against abortion. I don't understand why in the world they're not standing on the street corner preaching against that. Amen. Why in the world? You know what? Most of those standing in that probably love it and are for it. They're liberals and don't know much about God. Don't care about God. And I'll give you something about that in a minute. But in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, I could remind you of the book of Matthew where it said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. And there's some things there that I'll mention now that we won't mention later. Whereas in the days of Noah, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, and knew not the flood came, took them all away. We're not going to preach about that today. I don't have time. But getting over here in chapter 6, I want you to look at today of Noah. And I want you to look at it in such a manner this morning that you would say and look at it and say, is this different than our day or our society? Just look at it. I used to preach that we're living in the days of Noah. I used to preach that. 20 years ago, I said we're in the days of Noah. And we may be, but I've come to the conclusion it may go on a little while longer. Because I didn't think it'd ever get where it is now. Yeah. Who would have believed 20 years ago that we'd have what we got today? Oh, we had a few little riots here and there. But I'm looking at this now, and I see people look at me different than they used to look at me. I'm being nice to people, and I see some of them of different color look at me like, I'm watching them. They used not to turn their nose up at me, now turn their nose up at me. I don't care. They give you this. Somebody tried to explain to me this week, Black Lives Matter. They tried to explain that to me. I said, all lives matter. Did you know you say that it makes them mad? They get mad if you said all. I preached all my life. I preached all my years that all lives matter because Jesus died for all. Amen. I ain't changing that. But they got a different connotation to that little phrase, Black Lives Matter. So somebody tried to explain it to me. They failed. I'm too ignorant now to even try to figure anything out about that. I mean, what's wrong with the statement, all lives matter? What's wrong with that? I don't see a thing wrong with it. Amen. Yes, black lives do matter. White lives matter. Green lives matter. Polka dot lives matter. See, any little Martians runs around, I'm going to preach to them too. They need it. Yes, sir. Somebody said, boy, this ain't the right sermon for a pulpit. May not be, but it's a message from the Word of God that God's given me. Now look here what they were doing. Chapter 6, verse 5. The Bible said, and God saw, and God saw. Do you believe today that God's seeing this going on? You think God went to sleep since then? Do you think God's got old and feeble now and has to put on specs and contacts and glasses? You think He's sitting on the throne of God now with a magnifying glass looking? His eyesight ain't changed a bit. And God saw. I want to say that again just because I like to say it. And God saw. If that bothers you, I'll say it again. And God saw. That the... what's that next word? Wickedness. That's the practice of being wicked. That's a continuation of wickedness or wicked. I'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. And God saw that the wickedness of man... God said you're wicked! God said they were in that day. Did you know mankind is wicked to the core? He don't want God. He don't want nothing about God. It said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Would you say it is today? And that every imagination, you know what the imagination is? That little thing that you got up there in that little skull that runs around and around and around, and them little circles and them little marbles and that little sawdust all tickling. And you know what? It's bringing thoughts to you. That's your imagination. Imaginations can be wild. I've imagined a lot of things that never happened. I've imagined a lot of things that I wish it had happened. And I've imagined a lot of things I thank God hadn't happened. Understand? Imagination is just things. It can be them what ifs. It can be them little things that go through your mind. You're trying to put it together. Imagine. And God saw that the imaginations, that every imagination of the thoughts of His heart was on the evil continue. Now, a while ago I said the head, but actually all your thoughts come from your heart. Down deep inside. Way down deep inside. The heart is evil, the Bible said, continually. He didn't say it's evil every once in a while. He's describing man here in the days of Noah. And the imaginations of his heart was evil continually. That the imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented. That means that God moved in sorrow. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. It broke the heart of God. Now let's go down a little bit further. We see that God said, I'm going to destroy man in verse 7, but we won't talk about that right now. Look down at verse 11. It said, the earth also was corrupt before God. It was not only evil continually and wickedness everywhere, but now we find that it was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with, what's that word? Violence! This ain't been something new. We got violence everywhere. They had a little old protest over here in town the other day, and some of our law officials are there. You say what you want to. I'm going to tell you something. I don't think the law officials had any business backing that up. You say what you want. You said, well, there's peaceful protest. My daddy never helped me protest about anything. He didn't like any kind. I said this like he didn't like any kind of protest I had. I said, but this is what I don't care what you think. My daddy didn't care what I thought when it come to that. Amen. I was on a different plane. I was on a different level. I was on a different frequency with him sometimes. And if I wasn't reading off the same page and reading off the same hymn or singing the same verse or song, Daddy said, I don't care what you think. You said, well, you're getting that. When God says it's like this so far in the Word of God, God says, I don't care what you think about it either. The imaginations in your heart's evil continually, and it even repents me that I've made man. God had the second thought about even making us. You hear me? And violence filled the land. That's what it said here. And the earth was filled with violence in verse 11. And then in verse 12 it said, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Do you think America's corrupted the ways of God? And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with, what's that word? Violence through them. Twice the word violence is mentioned. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Now, I'm going to give you some things this morning. And I want you to look at this. Right now, they're standing up and they're saying, what we want to do is defund the police department. If they ever start doing that, and we get to where we have no police officers, or they're limited to what to do, and they already are.
Yeah.
They'll move out of the cities when they get them all tore up. And they'll be down at your house stealing everything you got. And you can't do a thing about it. And you can't call the law on them. It's headed in that direction. So they want to ask. They said, we want to defund the police department. And now they're going to, we want to rearrange it. We want to change it. And some of them want to dismantle it. Some want to destroy the police department. And they're going to come around and they're going to work on setting new standards. You set all the standards in the world. But if they're not the Bible,
that's right,
ain't going to be no good. And you can take the police officers away if you want to. And I fear to live in a land or a place where we don't have policemen. I believe I've been protected this far in life because of policemen. Didn't have no law. No policeman. And the fellow decided he's going to run 120 mile an hour. He'd run down the road right through the middle of town and run over me. He can steal anything I got and can't do a thing in the world about it. He can shoot me and think he's doing God a favor. Lawless. But three things has caused us to get where we are. When you major on these three things, or not major on, but when you get these three things out of kilter. One of them's religion. I said religion. I didn't say old time salvation. Religion. This world's the most religious it's ever been. I hear our people say all the time, this is a land of diversity. It is. Diverse. That means you've got everything. When you've got everything in the religious world, one believes in one thing, one believes another. And brother, I'm telling you, that's where it's at today. That to get people where they believe the thing, do that which is right in their own eyes, it's because we've got so many diverse religions that believes this, and another believes that, and got to the place where nobody wants to know what to believe. Second, riches. Not only religion, but riches. When I see riches, I'm looking just... You know why most of this stuff in America is because of money. All this stuff's going on. These politicians are trying... Listen, they're fighting to the core because they don't want this stuff to... If they can get control of everything, they know that they're going to have their pocketbooks loaded. They got the wrong attitude. Riches... and religion. And the third one is races. When you get the wrong side of race, and you begin to put one race above another race, downplay one race and lift another race, you're going to have trouble. And what's happened in our day, and I've watched this in all the years of my life, I've watched riches change. I've watched religion change. And now I've watched the... Listen, we're living in a time now, brother, when races don't mean anything. God made every race. The races are because of a curse. God made one race of people in the start, and because of their sin here in we find it taking place after the flood. Not before. Oh, there's not races right here where I'm reading this in chapter 6. There's not but one race. One nationality of people. All the races stem from the three sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And I don't have time to get into that today. And God separated the nations and divided. When God divides something, brother, He intends for it to be separated. But you know, society comes along and the devil says, well, I want to mix up all the religions. I'd like to have one world religion. He's been working on that for ages. I'd like to have one world monetary system. He's been working on that for ages. And I'd like to have one race. Hitler and all of them has tried to do that, you know. People come along, but the devil's now, he's got in business with. And so what happens? The devil says, we'll just marry them up. So they brought them in from south and north and around the world. And I've never seen, and I'm not being here being ugly nor mean, but I want to tell you, since World War II, did you get me? Since World War II, we've seen more racial marriages or interracial marriages than we've ever seen in our life. Wow. Now what you're doing is marrying up different cultures. Yep. You're marrying up different religions. Yep. And you're marrying up different theologies. Yep. Y'all may run me off after today. But that's all right. I know where a stump or two is. And what I'm trying to say is we've looked at this and we got it. Guess what? I remember this brother back yonder 20 years ago. Somebody would have interracially married with somebody. Guess what? Everybody in the church had got all disturbed. The churches in the county got upset. Now today, it happens in most families. It's just, well, it's just a common thing. But here's a fella right now. I mean, my blood curdles and boils when I see it. You know, watching that boob tube sitting there. About every commercial comes on, some kind of interracial something. You know, we've got two or three sets of young'uns in there. They'll have a black and a white, or a Mexican and a white. And they've got Mexican kids and white kids all living together. We send them down to school. If you don't believe that, talk to some of your young kids. I got grandkids right now. I can talk. They get upset at me about the way I feel about interracial marriage. I've had people with their grandkids say, what am I going to do? My son is his best friend is a different race. And I say, get him away from them. Somewhere you didn't teach them right. You said, you from the old school? Yeah, I know what my daddy had done. And I ain't saying my daddy was wrong. Yeah. I know what happened to Solomon. Solomon started marrying women of different cultures and different nationalities. And they took his heart away from God. Amen. Because their cultures are different. Don't get these three things right, all three of them things will equal R-I-O-T, riot. We got people in America right now, I don't hardly know how to talk to them, and I've talked to them for years. You don't know how now to mention anything that's going on in society to some people. That's people like me, you don't have to worry about it, I'll tell you in a minute. Don't mind telling you. I won't be mean to you. Amen. I just tell you like that lady. Go get your politician for your preacher. If he can't preach more than 20 minutes, he ain't got nothing to say no how. You know, that's why I don't preach. I remember the first sermon I preached, 3 minutes. You know why I didn't preach more than 3 minutes? I didn't have nothing else to say. But you think I can preach more than 3 minutes now? Amen. Don't you wish I could shut up in 3 minutes? Amen. I'm telling you. You look at the nation and where it's going and how it's traveling. And brother, I want to tell you something. I love this country. I was raised here. Matter of fact, I found God in this country. He trained me and taught me. And brother, I want to tell you, God has given me a good life. I'm enjoying living. Thank God, to come time to die, it's going to be a farewell and a adios and so long, sayonara, and a hallelujah time for me. And I ain't going to try to back down before then. Stay strong. We're living in a time of unrighteousness and unfaithfulness and unlawful deeds. That's where they want to be. Unlawful means without any kind of restrictions or force. They did that which was right in their own eyes. They felt like they liked your boat and needed it worse than you did. They could hook it up and go with it. But I remember when the laws was different than that. What would you do today if they come and took off everything you got? You said, I call the law. Yeah, and 6 months from now, you'll still be, after you done bought it all back, you'll still be at the same place. They still got them set up for law, for court dates, and they change the court dates and change the court dates, and after a while, they forget all about it, and you say, what's the use? I ain't fighting it no more. Amen! Down there, when they go down there and bust out a window, as soon as they bust out a window, I mean, I know good and well. They know some of them. They'll grab them, take them down to the jailhouse, and then the next day or even before the day is out, they done put them back on the street because somebody has refused to do anything about it. Just let them out again. Bust out a window and they go in and grab something. They come out, they ought to grab them. Amen. It may sound a little cruel, but look at them and say, what are you, right-handed or left-handed? They said, I'm right-handed. Chop off four of their left hand fingers.
Amen.
You ever catch you again, we get to the other side.
Yeah.
Give them the liberty to go work a little bit anyhow.
Yeah.
Then you see somebody going down the street and you ain't got but a thumb. You know what happened to him. You'll hide your silverware when he comes around. Amen. Now somebody said, I don't like that kind of stuff. How many do you think would be running up and down the country with no fingers if they know they'd go and get them chopped off? They do it in other countries. You can't do that. Oh, preacher, you can't do that. Tell the police officers, don't kill them. But when they come out the door with something or through a window, shoot their leg or their hand or something. Don't kill them. You said, they might miss. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. We got law enforcement today that can't shoot better than that. They ought to fire them anyhow.
Amen.
Now, don't put me in there. I can't shoot nothing. You said, this is violence. No, it's not. I mean, when every day they're whittling up babies out of the womb of a mother, that's cruel. Nobody's saying nothing about that. Poor little infant. No. Just get rid of that mass. It's not a soul know-how till it breathes. That's doing that which is right in their own eyes. You know when it's a soul, don't you? At conception. Amen. What time is it? Have I spent my time?
You got a little time.
Seriously. Huh? Oh, I'm about done. Amen. You get me in trouble, these people. Amen. Hear me. Lawlessness. I get disturbed at it. I will say this. Sometimes I'll see these fellas and they're policemen. There's some of them that just, they're down to the earth. You know they're real.
Yeah.
They wouldn't bother you. But you ever get one? There's two I've always noticed you always watch. I like to watch the young cops. And I like to watch the women cops. I don't care what age they are. You strap a pistol on the side of a woman, handcuffs, she come in a place of business, she come in.
Yeah.
Don't you look my direction? I just slap handcuffs on you, big boy. And you get the young ones coming in. Got their hand on their pistol, walking down the aisle, coming to get something to eat and over there to look around. I want everybody here to see you. Got something on my side. But you like, I like, now, that works. Check me out and see if I ain't right. But you get some that's doing their job, they'll come in and say, "How are you today?" And they won't even know you're in the place of business unless you get close to them. They're not looking around to see. Hey, man, my wife, I used to tease her about it. Everywhere she went, she wanted everybody to see her. We go in a lot of places. I say, "Honey, sit down. Everybody done seen you now." Some of these cops are like that. Amen. Ain't I telling the truth? And there's nothing like a good law enforcement man or woman. Amen. I'm serious. They're doing their job. Now, personally, I said man or woman, but you're going to not like me for much. But I don't think that's a job for a woman anyhow.
Amen.
If she's going to run, she's going to be top notch in the police force. I get on there sometimes and say, "The police chief," and here comes the police chief, and her hair is all just right, and she's all decked out and her fingernails real long. You know, what's she going to do? Claw their eyes out? And she said, "Now what we need to do is get this done." I thought, if I was a police officer and that was my chief, I'd quit.
Amen.
I don't think they got a business job. I don't believe they got a job for that. I don't believe God wants that. That's what that's why we got riots on the street. Watch what I tell you. Not always, but a lot of them are women. If they're not women doing the speaking, they've already done the speaking.
Amen.
You got somebody else out there doing their job. I guess I better get out of this. I just see some of these eyes rolling around. I might better just quit. You said, "Preacher, you're getting mean." I'm going to tell you something. I get to look at this. I ain't had time in the last 6-8 months to see everything I need to see. And I ain't blind. And boy, I see my country going down the tube. And I see them treat my president like they treat him. And I see them tear down the principles that I've stood for all these years. And they're saying, "This is his doctrine. This is his way of living. This is his way, his thing." I'm going to tell you something. I've been raised that way. Now, some of the foolishness he got, I don't pay him. But see, I got foolishness. I don't expect you to like everything I say, but I expect you to like the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I like beans, but I may not open a can like you do. Caught myself the other day trying to open a can of beans, and I fiddling with that old hand crank thing. I had 2 or 3 of them lecterns, and I can't get them to work. You know, they're out there. I don't know why. They just don't last. I got me a good one the other day, and here I'm catching can. And look at it, having trouble with it. I finally got it open, turned it out, poured it out, and looked on top, and it had a pop top. No wonder. Bottom wasn't made, though. Understand what I'm saying? I may not do everything right, but that's okay. I want to stay with the Word of God. I may have a bad way of putting things in the trash. I found out somebody taught me something. I learned something the other day. Tickled me to death and learned it. You know how you take them trash bags and put them down in the trash can? You put them in there and you have to try to poke them out. Next thing you know, you're throwing something down in there and you hear it going, and you go, shh, shh. You sit down and you hear that trash can working. What it's trying to do is get on down in the bag. But my daughter come over there, "Daddy, I'll show you what you need to do." I said, "What's that?" She just took her finger and said, "Pow," right beside the lid. I said, "I'll look at some of y'all. Y'all go try this out. Now it works." And all of a sudden that trash said, "Shoo." What's doing to get air under that bag? Now I feel my trash can's full. I know, if you don't, you'll have a half a bag. You think, and he didn't, you pull it up. Doesn't he? I'm learning. But I do know what's going on in our nation. They're doing that which is right in their own eyes. And I really think that they think they're doing right. I really believe they think they're doing just as right as I'm doing right. The only thing is their writer ain't right. Now you'll catch on to that after a while. Amen. And their heart needs to get right. And I pray for them. When I see this, I weep. I cry. I sit yesterday and cried about our nation. I don't watch much news anymore. I don't watch much of nothing. I listen to a lot of preaching. But I'm going to tell you something. I see just enough to see it. I don't want to see much more of it. And our nation's going down the tube. I pray God get a hold of us. Pray for our nation. Heads bowed. Pray for our nation.